Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we are watching episode 278, Power Rangers in Space, episode 28, The Rangers' Leap of Faith.
It aired October 24th, 1998, written by Judd Lynn, directed by Jonathan Zacher. Josh, you know what that sound means?
No, I don't. We've never done that.
It's super late on a Friday night.
Didn't you? Jake, did you?
Yes, I did.
Download an app just to do that to me.
Yes. Yep. It's 9 o'clock, or it's eight thirty. It's about 8:30 on a Friday night. I'm very tired. I've already had a whole beer, and I'm a lightweight now. So do your own math. This episode's gonna get buck wild.
It is. We are on a timeline. Because by the time we watch the episode and get settled back in, we're going to have 1 hour to Cranktown.
Before you turn into a boss baby.
So,
if you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back and we talk about it. Sometimes you get reggaeton air horns. This once.
No, not sometimes. This one time.
One time, and who knows how many more times you'll get it.
Now it might be every time.
I own it forever. It was a free app. It's called Ham Horn. I don't know why Ham Horn. I don't know.
Is it shaped like a ham?
No, it's just a horn.
Oh.
It's a mystery to everyone.
Every time you tap it, it just makes the noise.
Yep.
So you can do any rhythm you want.
It's
huh?
basically the greatest app ever made.
Let's rock it!
And we just watched The Rangers' Leap of Faith, and guess what, guys? It was awesome. I loved it so much, and I still have the air horn.
It was very good. I'm going to sneak into your house while you're sleeping and delete that off of your phone and change the password on your Apple ID so you can never download it again. That's what I'm going to do.
All right, bye all the listeners. I know you're all gone now. Now it's just the people who are really desperate for some Power Rangers content, and they're willing to put up with 910 us and a reggaeton air horn app that I have literally at my fingertips. MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is our website. So is HeyJakeAndJosh.com is where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on iTunes and Stitcher and Google Play and Podknife. If you want to leave us a rating and review, that'd be great. And it helps out a lot. We really appreciate it. And finally, we're on Patreon. Patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh. For as little as $1 a month, you get some cool stuff in return. You help us out, you get some stuff in return. Seems like a pretty fair deal, I would say.
I think so.
Yeah, so just check it out. See if it's your thing.
Give a little, you get a little. That's pretty fair.
Yeah. So we're a week ahead. We recorded the last episode on Monday? We recorded two in a row on Monday.
Yeah.
And as soon as we were done recording, we got three emails.
Okay.
We're not doing them today because we're on a schedule.
Correct.
This train is headed towards Crankytown, and I want to get off before then.
You know what? I think that air horn propelled the train a little
forward. It's a jet. I didn't know my air horn was a jet.
Now it's a magnet train, so we're cruising.
Crap.
Wah. Although it's still 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock is still the cutoff.
Okay. It's just like at a moment's notice, we might be there. So, you want to just jump right into it?
Yeah.
All right. We start off same place we ended last time. And by same place, I mean it's that whole end scene again.
Yep. From Astronema walking through the door onto the bridge.
Until they warp. Super mega hyper jump drive.
Yep.
The whole shebang.
Although it felt, and we're a few days removed from when we saw that happen in real time.
Yeah.
But this felt a little quicker. Like maybe they cut like just a tiny bit of dead space
like they might have done a tighter edit on it. And also the music might have been different because there was this one sting where she says the jungle planet Yunobo. Or Yunbobo or whatever she said.
It's Yunbobo.
She's like, on the jungle planet Yunbobo. It's like, yeah.
I don't have the app.
You don't have the app. It's okay. I got you, Josh. Every one of those is a discreet tap from me.
That is directly into every one of our listeners' ear holes.
Yep. Wake up, people. It's morphin' time.
Air horns and Ryback jokes, everybody.
Hey,
this is what you came to the Morphin Grid for.
You know what you came here for. We go to the theme song. We come back.
My eyes won't stop.
We come back, and Astronema is chained up in the engine room. I'm pretty sure she's in the room. There's a faint orange glow on her, and that's the only place they keep prisoners, I guess.
It's the only other room on the ship.
Yeah.
There's the bridge, the locker room, which also has the poop chutes in it.
Yeah.
The beds.
I assume there are five.
There's, like, separate rooms for them. And the engine room.
The engine room. And also a cargo bay once?
And just like a hallway that spirals inward, I guess. I don't know.
Well, no, there's a ladder. We've seen a ladder.
That's right.
When they were...
So the hallway spirals into a ladder that goes down to the cargo hold.
Yeah, and that's it.
And that's the ship. We just laid out the Astro Mega ship for you guys. You're welcome.
Boom. Now you can put it into your Star Wars game. What, Jake? I don't know. Anyway...
Designing spaceships, Star Wars. I would have gone there first, too.
Okay, cool. So Andros comes in with a tray of food. I didn't see what was on this tray.
I didn't even notice he had a tray.
He said, I brought you some food. I didn't know if you were hungry.
I don't know what the heck I was looking at.
I don't know.
It wasn't the food.
And she said, I'm not hungry. And he's like, it's a long trip. And she's like, whatever. And then she says, your friends don't trust me. And he's like, well, not exactly. This is why you're chained up. And she's like, what about you? Do you trust me? And he says, yes. And I believe him.
I know he does.
I really, really like...
I like it. You finish.
I like how all in Andros is, you know?
I do, but at the same time, it's like, maybe like, just think twice like Astronema did that time. Maybe you also should just be like, I do, like, you can trust her still. That's fine. But like, she did just try to kill you yesterday.
Yeah, that was before she knew.
And then she tried to kill him after she knew.
Well, that was... She was confused. She hadn't thought twice yet.
I'm just saying, I don't think she's even had a night to sleep on it yet, so like...
Look, last time she tried to kill him, she was only one think deep. And then she thought twice.
Well, that's true.
And now she's like, all right, maybe I won't kill him. And he just trusts her, and I like that. I'm into that. So then she asks about... Or he asked if she trusts him, and she's like, trust is weird for me. I'm working on it. But I'm watching a lot of Veronica Mars right now with my roommate, and Veronica's one of her main traits. She's got two big traits. Well, three. Number one, she's a very good detective. Number two, she has great time management skills.
Would you say she's a better detective than Batman?
Yes, I would. Absolutely. Fight me, nerds. Bring it on. I ain't scared of you. I ain't scared of anybody. I got Veronica Mars on my side. She'll ruin you. And then three, she doesn't really trust people that easily.
Right. Well, as being a good detective, I think you can't.
Yeah.
So you have to be like a suspicious of everybody.
Maybe Astronema would be a really good detective.
What was I going to say about Astronema?
I don't know.
Oh, big kudos to Melody Perkins.
As
evil Astronema, she definitely hams it up a little bit.
Yeah.
But like, we are going to find out in this episode that she's hamming it up like that on purpose, because this scene especially, like, I believe that she's trying to trust Andros.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome. Yeah. Her acting, like, leaps and bounds better than what we have seen even, like, seven episodes ago. Like,
yeah.
Like, I think ever since the Ashley switch episode, it's just been, like, up and up exponentially, and it's really awesome. So she asked him about their parents, and Andros says something that I was not expecting. And you heard it differently than I did.
Here's what I heard. Okay. She says, Andros, our parents, are they... And it trails off, but she means, are they dead?
Yeah, are they destroyed?
And Andros turns around and he goes, oh no, they escaped KO-35. But I guess he doesn't know where they escaped to.
No, he says, I hope they escaped KO-35, but I don't know if they did.
See, I didn't hear, I don't know.
Yeah, he said, I hope they escaped KO-35, but I'm not sure.
But you also, like, found the colony of people that did.
Well, they weren't there. They went to live in the suburbs.
So did they escape on their own? I don't remember if we ever get back to the parents.
I don't either.
Nobody tell us.
Nobody tell us. we want a nice slow burn on this.
That's right.
And then so Andrew sits down and he's like, you know, you look like mom. And then they start talking and then it fades out. And when it comes back, like they talked all night and Andrew fell asleep against the wall in the engine room.
I think here's what I think was kind of bothering me about Andros right away. And I can understand him just being so excited to have found her and that she is definitely like coming around. So he trusts her and he's all in. And I can understand that.
Yeah.
But then he does go to leave. And that felt a little weird to me as like attached to her as he was when they were just talking. He was still going to just leave her chained to a pipe.
Well,
she did stop him, and then he did end up staying there the whole night. But he should have, instead of walking away and then her stopping him, he should have just walked over to that wall and sat down, I think. And been like, no, they're going to chain you here, and I understand why, but I'm not going to leave you here by yourself.
I think it was, I don't know if this is what I mean, but I think it was not a test, but like just to see if she is, because he wants to give her space if he knows that she's not super trusting, you know, so he wants to give her respect, but then she was like, hey, what about our parents? And so like it brought him in.
Right.
So like I feel like he was just like, all right, well, like, I don't like this, but like I'll let you, you know, I'll give you
right,
your
okay.
space.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's how I read it anyway.
That makes sense.
So Deku wakes them up because they are reaching the force field outside Yinbobo Bobo 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 35 or whatever. And Anders and Astronomer come onto the bridge, and Anders is holding like a 5-pack of handcuffs.
I thought he just had her handcuffs.
That's what I thought at first.
Like, I let her out.
Yeah, hey guys, I decided against it. Eat me. So TJ's like, what's up? What's up with this? He's like, we have to make it look like she captured us. And TJ's like, I don't like this. But then he is the first one to put the cuffs on.
He is.
So I like that. Spoilers, a lot of good TJ stuff this episode.
For this entire episode, TJ is the leader of this team.
Yeah.
It is awesome.
Awesome. It rules. Astronema is like robot, and Alpha's like, please call me Alpha. And she's like, open a communication channel. And Alpha walks away like, oh, Chris said, please. And she's like, please, Alpha. But like in like a playful, snarky way, just like a, oh, please, Alpha, you know?
Yeah, not just like, a, oh, whatever, shut up, but in like an, okay, this is what you want to be called.
All right, I'm trying. Like, I'm I am still technically the princess of evil, so like, cut me a little slack here.
And then he opens the channel, and she says, thank you.
Yeah. And then old Donkey Lips himself shows up. Dark Spectre's on the screen. And she's like, hey, Dark Spectre, got him. And he's like, all right. Putting on the force field, come on in, no further questions.
I have a lot of questions. I had a lot of questions about this right away when it played, like right afterwards. I was like, oh, hey, you're being a dummy?
Hey, idiot.
Here's a lot of questions that Dark Spectre did not ask.
How?
How did you catch all 5 Power Rangers with no henchmen? Why are you on their ship? And wasn't I just questioning your loyalty a few hours ago?
Yeah, like the last episode. I'm pretty sure like the last time we saw him, he's like, I'm not sure about it. She got this.
Yeah.
I'm pretty
but
sure
no, shield's
this.
Down. Come on in.
Come on in. So then Andros picks up the, you know, one pair of handcuffs and is like, all right, we got to go back to the chaining up room. Sorry. But then they stop because...
I want to point out, when they were putting the handcuffs on...
Oh, yes. This is important.
This conflicts with TJ's, like, I don't like it a little bit. Because you definitely see Ashley just slip her hand through.
Well, it's fake. They're faking
it. I know, but if they were fake... I mean, only Ashley's were fake?
Yeah, only... Well, Ashley
they
just...
they rigged this chain of 5 so that at least one of them could get
out. Yeah, exactly.
If it was ever used against
them. And anyone with bigger wrists... You put it on them,
right?
And they're regular trapped. But you put it on Ashley. She's got these very svelte wrists.
Because she's just like holding it with her hand, and then she just slides it on.
She literally
like a big bracelet.
Puts it on like a bangle.
Yeah,
yeah. So Anders goes to take her away, but they stop because there are now 4 Velocifighters on all sides of them. She's like, "Oh, it's an escort. They're taking us to Dark Spectre or whatever." And they're like, all right, well, I guess we'll follow them.
They should have kept Astronema with them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Power Rangers, Dark Spider's not the only one making some bad decisions this episode.
Because she was on her way out when those Velocifighters appeared. And she was like, those are the escorts, we need to follow them.
Yeah. Because he sent those specifically so, like, if we veer off, like, they'll know, so.
But, like, if she left the room and they got there, the Rangers would have just blown him up. Like,
yeah. He does end up taking her to the engine room to chain her back up. But the atmosphere on the bridge, we find out the atmosphere is unstable. It's very dark, and there's a lot of thunderclouds and stuff. TJ's like, I want to know where they're taking us. Because TJ has assumed leadership because he knows that Andros is...
compromised?
I was about to say compromised. I don't know if that's exactly the word I want to use, but along that line.
Yeah, compromise might be a little strong. There's definitely a conflict of interest, though.
Yeah, he's not... his head's not in the game.
No.
Right now. Because he's got a lot going on.
He's been searching for Caron for...
his whole life.
Like a decade at the very least. Minimum. So.
And so he's like, he found her. And the third or fourth episode was called Never Stop Searching. And it was all about, he's like, I will never stop looking for you, Caron. So, like, he found her. This is a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, so, like, TJ's like, hey, you get to take some vacation time. You're good. And he's just the leader until, you know, for the whole episode.
And the episode is not shy about it.
Not even a little bit.
This whole time, it's just tight close-ups on TJ.
There's a point later on. Or no, it's like right now. It's like in a minute, I think, where Andros is in the room and TJ, it's still like, no, guys, TJ is the leader right now.
Yeah.
Like TJ, you know, TJ's... assume control of the ship.
I'm really happy that there is not a scene that's just TJ telling Andros that, like, he's not fit to lead at the moment. Like,
yeah,
the episode is just like, nope, TJ stepped up. It's fine.
Yeah, that's what a second in command does. Like, he knows what he has to do. Yeah. And also, guys, like, he did lead a whole Power Ranger team last year. Like, that was, like, his whole deal. So TJ is, like, following them, and he, like, he takes the ship's controls. He's the one driving the ship itself right now. And he calls an audible, and he's just like, everybody hold on real quick. And he just, like, backflips out of this, like, holding pattern and shakes him.
Yeah.
But, unfortunately, they get struck by lightning.
Mm-hmm.
And that knocks out the lights and presumably a lot of other important stuff.
I'm assuming any power that was not completely taken out just got channeled to the engines to keep the ship up.
Yeah. Carlos runs out into the hallway, opens up a panel, and then, like, pops open some stuff and, like, is twisting some knobs, and you know, just to get stuff moving again.
There is definitely a canister of Ninja Turtle ooze
here. There is some ooze in there.
So, careful, Carlos. You'll get some of that on you, turn into Super Carlos.
Yeah, Super Carlos? Well, didn't we get it? No, he just started to do, like, a...
we got a buggy,
like,
Carlos.
Like a bug Carlos. He runs back in as Andros runs back into the engine room, or not the engine, to the bridge, to be like, hey, what's up? The ship is crashing? How's that going? And TJ's just like, don't worry about it. I got it under control as best I can. Everybody prepare to crash. And the crash on the jungle planet, Unova 5.
That's funny because Unova is the region from Gen 5.
Oh, look at that.
Crazy.
Boom. Did that on purpose. For real. So he's like, oh god, Caron. Andros runs back to the engine room. The door is open. I don't know, there was a door in the engine room. So this might also be the cargo bay.
No, there is, because wasn't it the engine room that Cassie kicked
that
thing?
That was the cargo bay.
Is that also not the engine room?
No. Except maybe now it is.
Now it is.
I don't know.
This is on the ground level.
Yeah, this is some Lovecraft geometry.
There's no actual architecture to the ship.
No, there's no
just
plan.
Doors where they need them.
Yeah, there's a bunch of doors, and sometimes when you go through them, you go to new, interesting places. If anyone can find blueprints of the Astro Mega ship, please send them our way on Twitter.
Yeah.
I would love to see those. So, Caron's gone. The door's open. Chains got busted open in the crash somehow, or she's very strong and just popped them open.
She even
because we've seen before... she is not to be trifled with.
She's not.
Yeah, and maybe we'll get to something a little later.
Maybe Andros didn't lock them.
Maybe he didn't.
Who knows?
So they go out the door.
Well, there is like a whole lot of like the team telling Andros he messed up.
Yeah, like I knew she was, you know, I knew we couldn't trust her.
Because he won't believe it. He even says, he's like, no way.
Like,
and then Ashley's like, well, why'd she abandon ship then?
And I like this because the moment, like back when she said, please, Alpha, like, it cut to Andros and he gave this little smirk, like, yeah, this is my sister. Like, I have her back.
Right.
And, like, I think that is, like, the touchstone. Like, you can find, if you want to know if someone is, like, a good person or not, just, like, see how they treat people lesser than them.
Yeah.
If you go to a restaurant and they're a dick to the waiter, that's a bad person.
Yep.
Get rid of them. Throw them in the garbage where they belong. So, like, she was nice to Alpha after Alpha was like, please call me Alpha. And she's like, okay, like,
yeah,
I'm trying. And so I think that is, like, his touchstone for this. And he's like, no, I don't believe it. She's like, she's good. This isn't a trap. So they leave and they start walking. And they are, they see some Piranatrons and they like jump behind a bush and they're like, this place is crawling with Piranatrons. And the last time we saw Piranatrons, they were taking Zordon to this jungle planet. So, presumably he is here or he's on another jungle planet. I don't know.
Or he was here and not now.
Right.
So,
so like, oh, this place is crawling with Piranatrons. And then they turn around and a bunch of Piranatrons see them.
Yeah.
And they get caught. And then Darkonda just shows up because, of course, he's here.
Right, obviously.
Like, why wouldn't Darkonda be here? And so there's, like, this huge fight. They morph. There's, like, a huge fight. Darkonda is trying to kill Andros just, like, straight up. And so he, like, slashes. He goes to, like, stab him through the chest. And Ashley, like, jumps in and grabs his arm and, like, kind of flips him into this, like, side half hammerlock type deal.
Because Ashley is a wrestler. I don't know if you guys remember that Ashley fights with wrestlers.
Yeah, she's been watching, what is this, 1998? So she's, like, watching, like, All Japan Pro Wrestling tape. She's watching Bull Nakano and Aja Kong tear it up.
The minute Ashley spinning back fists
I will lose my mind.
Same.
Yeah, ugh. Just pile drive someone. You seen a Bull Nakano pile driver? That's a murder. That's just a straight up murder. She gets like cut or blasted or thrown off somehow.
Darkonda gets a couple good sword shots in on Andros and on Ashley. And I think he hits the other Rangers too. And there is a noticeably larger shower of sparks off of every one of Darkonda's hits
than a normal one. Yeah, he's hitting for real. But Andros starts running because Ashley's like, go find Zordon. And so Darkonda like knocks her off and like hits her, slashes her with a sword. And he's like, not so fast, and points a sword at Andros and blasts him with that like red lightning shot.
Yeah.
And he falls down, and then Cassie and TJ jump on Darkonda and like grab him by the arms, like, go, Andros, go. And Astronema comes up and is like, Andros, come on, and like helps him up.
Yeah.
And they start running. And I think Darkonda saw this. Everybody see this?
I'm not sure if everybody does. I know Darkonda does because he yells like at himself about Astronema.
Yeah.
Because he definitely saw her hair. Because you can see Andros being carried away, and there's just like this poof of blue hair next
this
to
a giant
him.
Beehive. So they are running through the woods and they are stopped by a Ecliptor who's got sword raised, ready to go. And she's like, she jumps in front of Andros.
He yells, I will destroy you at Andros.
And so she's like, Ecliptor, no. Or she says Ecliptor, which is, I think, very funny. It's kind of cute the way that she just hits it, like, different than everybody else. And then Andros jumps in front of her. Keep in mind, he's been stabbed several times.
He has been stabbed.
And blasted.
Like, he was just being carried by Astronema.
Yeah.
He's not at 100% at all.
Yeah, she's got, like, his arm over her shoulder.
And still his gut reaction is, protect my sister
dad. It's so good,
from her own henchmen. Like, it's so good.
So, yeah, it's awesome. I absolutely love this moment so much.
Ecliptor is about to bring his sword down and stops and looks at Astronema, who shakes her head no, and then so he lets them go.
Yeah, he's like, get out of here. And she's like, thank you. Oh, God. And so they start running. And then
as they're running, Ecliptor is like, be safe, my princess.
Yeah, and he turns around to watch them, leave. And there's like this super dramatic shot of Darkonda, like, jumping in from on high and, like, murders Ecliptor.
Yeah.
Like, slashes him, and there's, like, a huge explosion of sparks.
Yeah, and Ecliptor turns, and there is a giant scar down his back.
Yeah, it's brutal.
So he gets slashed down his back, and he turns as if he's, like, turning to, like, see who hit him and falling. But before he can fall, Darkonda hits him down the front.
Yeah, it's nasty. This dude is not messing around anymore. We cut back to Andros and Astronema, and they're running up. And they find Zordon, and he's plugged in his all his tubes, and he's got his lava, you know, 8 inches up.
Yeah.
It's not a ton of lava. Or evil. I guess they're draining the good power.
Or they're pumping in bad power.
They're very
filling
nebulous.
His tube with lava. He's going to burn to death.
Yeah, they're going to burn him from the inside, lava style. And they're like, oh my God, Zordon, we found you. And he's like, Andros, Andros. He's like, what's Zordon? He's like, Andros, I can't believe. You're so stupid. You're so dumb.
After all this time. And Andrew's like, what? You're such a fool. And it's nice to hear Zordon call a Power Ranger an idiot.
Yeah, I kind of like that.
Because he kind of wants to every day.
Yeah. there are definitely times where he was like, okay, yeah, you're doing that then.
Why am I here then?
Sure.
I'm just going to like not talk to Zordon today. Okay, all right.
That's fine. Billy, I guess you got this. See you later. Andros the prank.
We're going back to Eltar Alpha 5.
And I was like, okay, all right. It's Dark Spectre. He's in the tube. Why?
He's just, oh, got him.
Got him. Andros is like, how could you, Caron? Because, like, they get captured. Like, all the Rangers are captured. Dark Spectre's there. Quantrons grab, or Perontrons, I don't remember which. Grab Andros, but not Caron. And then Darkonda comes up. And he's like, how could you, Caron? And Dark Spectre's like, yeah, Caron, how could you?
Yeah, that's a really good little touch because no bad guys have called her Caron until right now.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's just to rub Andros' face in
it. It's spiteful. Yeah, it's really nasty. He's like, how could you? Like, tell him how you could do this. And she says, with pleasure, and steps over to Dark Spectre's side.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like,
and you can just see the flip switch.
Yeah. Like
switch flip, I meant.
No, it's a flip switch. You got it right the first time.
You can see the flip switch.
Yeah. So Andros is like, I can't believe this. You're my own flesh and blood. I can't believe that. How could you do this? All the other Rangers are like, we shouldn't have trusted you. I knew it.
She is not breaking. Like, she just has that evil smirk on her face.
Yeah.
The whole time, everyone's like, you're such a liar. You're evil. We knew you were evil. We shouldn't have trusted you. And she's like, yeah, you're right.
She's like, where?
So Dark Spectre, it comes out of the tube and then becomes a projection, like, in the sky and then
floats
fades
away. Yeah. And Darkonda, like, calls her out because he gets, like, real close. He's like, you might be tricking them, but, like, you're not going to trick me. And so she knocks his ass in the dirt.
Yeah, man. She punks the crap out of him.
Don't step in Astronema's business, Darkonda. All right?
She knocks him down, like, the point, not the point, not like the sharp
the butt
end.
Of her staff.
The butt of her staff knocks him into the dirt, slams it next to his head, gets, like, bends down and gets in his face.
Yeah.
And says, it looks like I've tricked you just as easily as I tricked the rest of them.
Brap. Which gonna do nothing. She gets up. She's like, Dark Spectre, this is when Dark Spectre, like, floats out.
Yeah.
And he's like, you must destroy them. And floats away.
Yep.
And so she's looking at Andros. And she's like, Darkonda.
She walks, like, right up to Andros. She's, like, in his face.
Yeah, she's like, Darkonda, destroy them. So he turns around and is like, all right, eeny, meeny, miny, moe, which one of these Rangers should I kill? And so I think he decides on TJ. I don't, or Ashley. I can't really remember.
Ashley's the only one I remember seeing in the frame.
Yeah.
So
maybe
Ashley.
Maybe Ashley. But then.
Son of a bitch.
He gets blasted by purple lightning, y'all. She knocked, like shoots him to not to death, but super duped close.
But almost.
Basically right there. And he like falls down. She pulls out her like death boomerang and kills a row of Piranatrons. And then, like, in the chaos. And here's the thing. There is one freed person. It's Astronema.
Yeah.
I think she frees Andros first before running over to the other Rangers.
She hits the Piranatrons holding the other Rangers with the boomerang.
It wraps back and hits the ones that are holding Andros.
Does it? Okay.
Yeah. And she catches it, like, no, you know, oh, no yeah. look, 360 no scopes it. And then she runs over to go, like, help them. The other Piranha is just like, what do we do? What happened? She gets them all free. They start to escape. And Darkonda gets up. And he is like, I know his face is static and, like, it's just his mouth moves a little bit. But, like, the suit actor is, like, exuding murder rage.
He's mad.
And he goes to, like, kill them, I guess. I don't know exactly what his plan is.
I can tell you have that fucking thing ready.
But then, Josh. But then.
Oh, you're killing me.
Green blast of lightning destroys him. Literally kills him.
Blows him all the way up.
Yeah, he dies. Dead. He's dead now. And Ecliptor comes up. Two slashes down his front and back, knocks some Piranatrons out of the way, like one pissed off dad. And he's like, get out of my way. He's like, my princess, you have to leave. You have to get out of here. And she's like, no, you can come with us. Like, no, it's not going to happen. I'm that's a terrible idea. You need to go. Get out of here. So, like, she's like, okay, thank you so much. Like, you saved my life.
Twice.
And then they all start running. I'm trying to figure out where it was. I'll stretch if I open it up to the airport app. this is awesome. I forgot what happened. And I just read it again. And it rules. So they get up to the ship. Does Clippy fall down? Does something happen to him?
He's holding the Piranatrons back by himself. He's just like,
okay.
He's got his arms out and they're trying to get past him. And a couple of them, like a couple stragglers do.
Yeah.
But he's holding the bulk of them back.
Yeah.
And I think eventually he just gets.
He probably just gets, the numbers overwhelm him. So they get to the ship and and they like open the door and they all get on, except Astronema, who turns around, points her staff at 100 Piranatrons and kills them all in one blast.
This like. 4 out of 5 of these Rangers are having very bad deja vu right now because they are running from a million Piranatrons into their headquarters.
Oh boy, their PTSD has got to be flaring up right now.
But Astronema blows 4/5 of them up.
Yeah, it's literally like there's a horde and then she shoots lightning and there's like one guy left.
There's like 3 left, like, well, crap.
All right, we tried.
And so at first when we were here, I was like, it's a little weird that it's Piranatrons, but I get, like, they're the ones that do have Zordon, so that makes sense. But it also makes sense for them to have used Piranatrons here, because it would be a little weirder to see Astronema blowing up Quantrons.
Just yet? Like, later like, would be fine?
Earn that one a little bit more.
Yeah, but also, they do have a lot of Piranatron suits,
that's
and
true.
I think that's also what they're going for, is, like, the sheer number, especially for when they overwhelm Ecliptor, because, like, we've seen him, like, beat up all 5 Power Rangers at once.
Yeah.
So, like, it only makes sense that they knock down, like, you need, like, 40 dudes to knock out this mad dad.
Yeah.
They get on the ship. Ship takes off. Cut to the Dark Fortress. Dark Spectre's there. And he says, Darkonda, you now command the Dark Fortress. Ellipsis. Until Astronema comes back. What? I was like, hold on. No, I don't like that. And also, Darkonda is like, excuse me? Come again for Big Fudge?
Is this when some Piranatrons carry...
It's Quantrons, but yeah.
They have Ecliptor on a stretcher.
Yeah, they bring him in, light as a feather, stiff as a board style. Yeah. And so he's obviously just got, like, overrun by them.
Yeah.
Also, he was kind of... dead?
He got his butt whooped by Darkonda.
Yeah,
so
just
he was
about dead.
He was not in good shape.
Yeah, he was on his last legs. So they bring him in, and Darkonda's like, so I'm just going to kill him now? Is that cool? I'm just going to kill him now. And he's like, no, their loyalty will not be questioned again.
We don't have loyalty to the Shredder.
You call this here? That? Over there? Family?
I watched that episode of Movies with Mikey.
Yeah.
I don't want to go too far into this, but God, Elias Koteas knocks Casey Jones out of the park.
So good. Why isn't he in every movie?
I don't know. I don't know why he didn't act more.
Yeah.
Because God, he crushed that role
so
well.
Yeah, he was so good. Speaking of Ninja Turtles, we've mentioned it before, but our buddy Sky has a podcast called Failed Pop Culture, or Pop Culture Failure, and they're going over the Ninja Turtles Next Mutation show first, and who boy, is that a slog.
I don't recommend it because, as far as I know, there's no Casey Jones.
So. There's no Casey Jones. There's no April.
What's even the point?
Here's the other thing. First five episodes are a five-parter. Like, nothing happens. So, poor Sky and his roommate.
Sorry you guys are doing that to yourselves. Yeah, I mean, thank you for doing that.
Yeah, no one asked you to do this, but you are doing this, so rats off to you.
Wait, did you say rats off?
Yeah.
Okay.
I always say rats off to you.
I've never noticed.
You can check the tape. I do it all the time.
I believe you.
I also say the weight is ogre instead of over.
I caught that one. I catch that one in the videos a lot.
Yeah. We cut from... Oh, no, sorry. Before we like leave Darkonda and Clippy, he's like, you're the reason I only have four lives left. So we're getting there.
We are.
We're getting there.
I like that they introduced this like timer for Darkonda. Yeah. Later, and it wasn't just like he showed up and he was like, I'm Darkonda, I have nine lives.
Yeah, it was just like, hey, we killed you, why are you back? And it was like the first time he came back, no explanation.
He dies, I think, like three times before they finally show that he has a limit.
Yeah, there are, because he has nine lives, as far as we can tell. And he, on his, when he loses his fourth life and he has five left, that's when we find out that he has multiple lives. We saw him die a couple times and we were like, what is happening? Like, yep. Like, what's going on?
Same thing also happened to Ecliptor.
Well, Ecliptor maybe was rebuilt.
But he might have just been rebuilt.
We're not 100% sure. Or they just didn't kill him good enough.
Or he's got a Hey Arnold closet, but instead of clothes, it's clones.
It's just, yeah. he just pops up. He's a very skinny, tiny little dude under the big shoulders and armor. And he just puts it back on and he's better.
Yeah.
Oh, you broke my other armor. I got a new one. That's fine. So we'll back
try this giant spiky shoulder one.
Back on the Astro Mega ship, Astronema and Andros come into the bridge again, and TJ immediately steps up to apologize, and he's like, hey, I'm sorry.
I cannot believe how much of a Power Ranger TJ is.
It's, I'm willing to say it right now.
Because here's the thing, I don't think he was wrong before.
No, oh, absolutely not, yeah.
So he definitely, like, doesn't need to apologize because I don't think he did anything wrong. And I don't think he thinks he did anything wrong either. But now knowing what he knows, he's just like, hey, I'm sorry that that happened. Like,
yeah, it's pretty awesome.
So good.
Yeah, I'm willing to say, and I've only seen what we've seen for the show and Time Force and some scattered Power Rangers here and there. I did watch Lost in Galaxy.
Lost in the Galaxy.
Lost in the Galaxy.
Lost in Space Galaxy.
Yeah, that one. Miranoi, love it. Lost, can't find it. Where'd it go? That's the question.
It's the galaxy. It's in
the galaxy. Where we put it? I was right here a second ago. So I've seen that. I've seen like some smatterings elsewhere. I'm willing to say that TJ is neck and neck with Jason for the most a Power Ranger.
For just like, here's the template of a Power Ranger.
Like, this is the benchmark for what like a Power Ranger should be, specifically a Power Ranger leader. Like, you gotta be humble. Like,
absolutely,
like,
yeah.
Like, you lead the team. You can't let your ego get in the way. Like, you gotta be humble. And TJ is that in spades.
Yeah, just like, hey, I made the decision not to trust you, and I was wrong, and I'm sorry. And if I was right, I wouldn't be sorry.
Yeah, but I was, and I'm apologizing.
But, like, I'll eat those words
and
because I was wrong.
Astronomer's like, I don't expect you guys to apologize. Like, you know, you had no reason to trust me. And I've never had friends because I never really deserved them, and I hope that
I feel like a Clippers. It's her dad.
It's her dad, henchman, but also like friend, like a confidant. But she's like, I hope that someday that you'll believe that I don't want to hurt you. And I don't know who it was. I think it was Ashley. Is like, that day is today.
Cassie.
Was it Cassie?
Yep. Yeah. Ashley, when TJ apologized, Ashley comes up and hangs on him.
Right.
And is like, we all owe you an apology.
We all apologize.
But then Cassie steps up and is like, well, it's not going to be someday because I believe that right now.
Yeah.
And then Carlos is like, me too. And it goes through all of them.
Yeah.
It's just.
At one point, Ashley like grabs her hand, grabs Astronema's hand, like just to be like.
That was Ashley.
That was Ashley. Yeah. And Tia's like, from where I'm standing, you have five friends now.
Right.
And then it's over. And the show's over. And then the episode's over.
Except.
Nope. Sorry, Josh. I'm sorry. The episode's over.
No, we have to let some dumb little robot get his shit in, brother.
Nope. Episode's over, Josh.
It goes over to Alpha, and he's like, ah, it's a Kodak moment, and then it ends.
Wah. And it's like, Alpha, no, we could have just let it be. We could have just let it be a Kodak moment. You don't have to tell us. What a wiener. Alpha, you're being such a wiener right now. Anyway, Josh, you started.
Yep.
I get to pick the first best. I don't even know where to start.
I'll give you my best.
Okay, what's yours?
It's that ending scene where they're all, where like they all finally come around and believe her.
I'm gonna say my best is from the jump, Andros believing her because like it's his sister,
yeah,
and he just can feel that. I love that so much. What's the worst?
Oh, the Alpha part at the end.
The Alpha part at the end. That's the only thing I did not like about this episode. They did 20 minutes and 40 seconds of amazing work. And about 3 seconds of, oh, and I was like, no.
And then the, like, during the credits, instead of bloopers, they just have, like, the fight scenes a little extended past when they, like, cut the recording.
Yeah.
So I guess the tone was, like, a little too serious to have goofs at the end.
Yeah, it was too heartwarming and, like good and, like, fulfilling. And they're like, no, we got to get some sound effects up in here. Who's the MVP?
Astronema.
Absolutely Astronema.
Melody Perkins specifically, because she goes back and forth between Corona and Astronema
on
a dime.
I'm giving it to them both because, like, this is one of those episodes where, like, I can't separate. I don't know if the material was so good that it elevated Melody Perkins or if Melody Perkins was so good that she elevated the material.
Yeah,
like,
it's so hand in hand. The reason I want to lean toward Melody Perkins is because we started off with, like, she's not that good.
Yeah, with her being in a dark room, be like, destroy them!
But now she has me believing that she is Astronema and that she could switch between Astronema and Corona that quickly.
Yeah, that there are two. She's not Corona yet. Like, she hasn't figured out,
you can definitely see, like,
there are two Astronemas. There is Princess of Evil Astronema.
Every time Astronema smiles when she helps or the Power Rangers are winning.
Yeah, it's so real. Yeah.
That's Corona. That's a genuine good smile. Yeah. Like,
and like, when she does, like, just turn on, because it happens a couple times, like when Dark Spectre shows up in the comms, it's just like, I am Astronema, Princess of Evil now.
Yeah.
And then, like, he goes away and she goes back to, like, being around people who care about her, even though the Power Rangers don't all necessarily, you know, it's like, it's just Andros, but, like, it's her being in a place where, like, she doesn't have to be the Princess of Evil. She can just be her. And, like, switching between those at the drop of a hat is so impressive for someone who, as far as I know, has acted on three things. She's in Power Rangers, she's in another Power Rangers.
Yep.
And she's on an episode of Charmed. And when I saw her on that episode of Charmed, I flipped my cookies.
I bet you did.
Because I love Charmed. I also love Power Rangers. I was like, oh man.
And you also love Astronema.
I love Astronema. I was like, there she is. Oh my God. Yeah, it's awesome. This episode rules. If you haven't watched any with us, go back and watch, like, the last three episodes. Watch from The Secret of the Locket.
No, I would start with A Date with Danger.
Start with A Date with Danger, and then just watch up to where we are now. And then just keep watching, because you'll be hooked. It's so amazing. Anyway, that's going to do it for us for today, because we are rapidly approaching the dreaded Cranky Town stop. So thank you all very much for listening. Thank you, Hamhorn, for existing.
I guess we're promoting, sponsored by Hamhorn now.
Look, it's a good app. I don't know why it's called Hamhorn. So we'll see you on Monday. Next week's a two-parter. So it's Dark Spectre's Revenge. Some bad's probably going to happen there. That's Monday's problem. Until then,
may the power protect you.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Rangers in space.
We did it.
We did it.